NASA is under pressure to show Congress its tightening security following a high-profile case of a Chinese spy and cybersecurity breaches that have flown under the radar. A House panel recently held back-to-back hearings, one with NASA Administrator Charles Bolden on the agency's budget request, the other with the authors of a congressionally mandated report on security at NASA centers. Joe Thompson organized that review. He's the project director of the National Academy of Public Administration, and he joins us now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for being here. First of all, what prompted Congress specifically to ask you to investigate security?
Well, let me correct one thing. Congress suggested that NASA do the conduct a study, but it was actually NASA itself that initiated the Academy study. And it was prompted by several security incidents at NASA centers that obviously got the attention of the Congress and the committee, the Appropriations Committee, got the attention in the media, and it clearly got the attention of Administrator Bolden, who believed that this really needed to be looked at and addressed. So they actually brought us on board.
Is the fundamental issue that there are foreign nationals because of the need to fill in skill gaps that NASA can't fill otherwise?
Well, to put this in perspective, I mean, NASA clearly is one of the most respected government agencies in the world, and scientists and engineers from throughout the world want to work on NASA projects. But foreign nationals have been involved with NASA projects for decades, and in fact, cooperation with foreign governments is part of NASA's original charter when they were created back in 1958. So in some cases, it may be to fill in skill gaps, but it really is much more inherent in NASA's operations. They do work with foreign governments. They have some 600-plus cooperative agreements with 120 different governments. So it really is part of what they do. And in some cases, we believe that it allows them to tap into critical skills that may not be available domestically.
So it's not primarily something connected with the H-1B visa program?
No, I don't believe so. I don't want to, it isn't anything we looked at in great depth, but I would just say that the program is part of what NASA does and has always done and frankly needs to continue to do. I mean, it is an important way for them to get work done.
So tell us what your study entailed. What did you look at?
Well, we looked at all aspects of their foreign national system. So, from the initial requests by a host or a sponsor to bring a foreign national on board to work on some project, through the credentialing, checking the backgrounds and making sure they're okay to visit a NASA facility or access NASA systems, as well as, the escort responsibilities, how they are, escorted around NASA centers, and also, the information technology systems that they have in place to make sure everything is working properly.
Let's just briefly review some of the problems that came up. These were primarily cybersecurity issues, loss of data, that kind of thing.
Well, information technology issues clearly are something that NASA needs to address. But actually, I'd say the primary conclusions of the panel in this study were that NASA needed to manage this as a program, as opposed to what they were doing when we conducted our review, which is they had stovepiped different pieces of this. So NASA headquarters programs would write directives for the field to follow, and each one was somewhat stovepiped from the other. And then when it got into the field, the field centers could interpret those differently, and the panel also found that NASA didn't have good systems in place for looking out over the process to see if it was working as designed. And that is coupled with information technology weaknesses that, frankly, are well known at NASA. The panel didn't break any new ground in terms of what it found in terms of information technology, but really wanted to emphasize to NASA that our study came to the same conclusions that the NASA IG and others have come to regarding the NASA security, information technology security.
And to what do you attribute these sorts of weaknesses? I mean, it is notable, at least in Congress's eyes, that they linked it with a budget request hearing, an otherwise routine hearing, but by placing the security component with it, seem to be saying that the issues are linked.
I don't know that that was a focus. I mean, clearly all federal agencies are struggling with their budgets today. But again, the panel's main conclusion was NASA, you should do what you already do well, which is manage things in as programs, do program management. NASA is one of the best agencies in the world at doing that. And we're saying approach this the same way you would a technology project. Approach this in the sense that you want to manage this holistically. You want to have a clear understanding of what the risks and dangers are and apply that discipline, the discipline that you apply to technology, apply it to this administrative process. And the panel believed that that would, if NASA follows the recommendations, that would clearly strengthen their foreign national program.
We're speaking with Joe Thompson. He's project director at the National Academy of Public Administration. So describe for us what this issue of getting the Foreign National Access Management Program would look like as a program, and how would it affect hiring throughout the centers?
Well, there are several aspects. One is that they have a single program manager to oversee all Foreign National Access Management. So there are today there are several organizations and headquarters that each own a piece of this. The panel suggested you get a single program manager to oversee these various elements. You write a single manual, which was important from a couple of perspectives. One was, again, if you're in a NASA field center, you're getting directives from different parts of NASA, all of whom speak to parts of the same process. So you put all the directives in one place, and then you write with more specificity. One of the things the panel found was that the directives themselves are overbroad, and so when they get into NASA centers, they can interpret them differently, as they have done. And so you end up with results you don't want. And so the notion is build this program management model, do what you already know how to do, and you'll strengthen the program.
Joe, I wonder if you can make it concrete for us. I'm going to give you an example. I mean, we know that there are now new limits on cooperation with Russia, except for the International Space Station, and that's happened since the flare-up in Ukraine. And there are these older limits on working with the Chinese. How does that type of thing go into place now? How is it implemented now, and how should it be implemented?
Well, NASA has, works, they segregate, I shouldn't say use that word, they have a list of designated countries that provide some level of risk. This is a State Department list that shows some 43 different countries, and they're countries where we either don't have diplomatic relations, they're under sanctions or embargo, or they have there's some missile technology concerns. So people from those countries, which include China and Russia, are treated differently in the system in terms of the amount of credentialing they have to go through, as well as the escort requirements when they're on NASA center. So that is longstanding, and that's part of what NASA has done for a long time. I don't know. I can't speak to how the current dynamics of the world situation might change any of that, but except to say that there are already distinctions made based on the country of origin.
And when NASA or when the White House suddenly says something like, let's break off ties with Russia, those that have been continuing because of a special situation, I'm just wondering, given what you were talking about the rest of the program, is that also something that each center might interpret a little bit differently?
I don't think so. I mean, I really can't speak to the specific issue because it isn't anything we looked at in particular. But again, the notion is, and what the panel is strongly urging NASA to do, is to take a more centralized approach on this to make sure that A, you're giving them clear directives, and B, everybody sees the same thing, and C, you have a good mechanism in place to figure out whether people are following the processes as outlined. So I think the scenario the panel has laid out, which NASA has adopted, they accepted all 27 of the panel's recommendations. So the panel believes that this will help resolve the overwhelming majority of issues that were found during the review.
And as you reviewed the Foreign National Access Management Program, did you also look at the security issues themselves and recommend that NASA button some of those up too?
We didn't look at individual security incidents. I mean, we were looking at the systems and processes they have in place. And again, our observations were similar to what they've heard from the NASA IG and other bodies. We didn't look at specific incidents. We were looking at the processes that they have in place that might allow somebody to get access to information that they shouldn't be able to see.
Well, a lot of federal agencies have foreign nationals and have programs that involve people that may not be U.S. citizens. Do you think this is a more widely applicable report for agencies that might say, this could happen to me too?
The potential's there. Clearly, we didn't look at other agencies in this respect, but absolutely, the potential is there. Working cooperatively, working on joint collaborative projects is the way science and technology gets done in the 21st century, and that's so it wouldn't surprise me if other agencies had the same vulnerabilities.
All right, Joe Thompson is Project Director for the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.